You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Life of an Accounting Droid. I'm your host, as always, Neil, bringing you an exciting episode number 100. So, important milestone there. We finally reached it to the triple-digit number of episodes. So, got quite a bit to talk about. Not too much tech news, but one is of more importance, and then there's a lot of entertainment stuff to go through, so I will jump right into it. And then one bit of news for next week, and then I know the 2-year anniversary is coming up for the show as well, so look out for the official announcements as far as that is concerned. So with that, I will jump right into this week's episode. To start it off with the theme. The theme for this week is exchange rate. So that is the price of one nation's currency in relation to another nation. It is usually broken down by the domestic currency and a foreign currency. So you get that compare and contrast, and you have a comparison in itself to make with each other. There's also an additional exchange rate known as the foreign exchange rate, or Forex. This is when an exchange rate is given without a domestic currency, so you kind of don't have that base exchange rate to go off of, so that's why you have a foreign exchange rate, so you have that only the foreign figures to go off of. So with that being said, I'll jump into this week's tech news. So to start it off, Google has started adding job search results to your search results using machine learning and AI. So if you do a Google search for jobs near me, or let's say accounting jobs or customer service jobs or things like that near you, your search results will start showing positions that are available. And of course, it does require certain bits of information to be publicly available, but you can now directly just do a job search by doing a Google search. In other news, though, the OnePlus 5 was released. This is the successor to the OnePlus 3T smartphone. So as far as specs go, it comes with an updated processor, namely the Snapdragon 835. It runs the latest version of Android out of the box, notably Android 7.1.1. It's going to come in two models. One model has 6 gigs of RAM with 64 gigabytes of storage. The other model comes with 8 gigabytes of RAM and 128 gigabytes of storage. Both have dual rear cameras at 20 and 16 megapixels. I didn't make note of which one it has is a telescopic lens and the other one is the secondary lens, but they come with the usual 4K video recording. I think it was 1.7F aperture, something along those lines with it. So the usual latest, with some improvements over the OnePlus 3T as far as cameras go. And then of course it comes with a 16 megapixel front camera. It still has a 5.5-inch screen at 1080p, but has a slightly smaller battery at 3300 milliamp hour. I think the OnePlus 3T has 3450 or 3400 milliamp hour, so that's why I say slightly smaller camera or slightly smaller battery yet for the OnePlus 5. And of course, it still does support the dash charge, so or dash charging. So there is that. So basically, if you want the latest and greatest in a hardware or Android-based hardware, then check out the OnePlus 5. And then it has the usual refinements and improvements with Oxygen OS and all of that as far as UI goes. So as far as I'm concerned, the only major thing of note is the camera. That it does have a better looking camera, so if you are looking for as close to stock Android with the most hardware potential, then check it out. So it is on par as far as I'm concerned with devices like the Galaxy S8 and LG V20 and all of those with higher end specs. And it has that and a little bit more. Price is a little bit more as far as I'm concerned. I think it was like $20 or $30 more, but I didn't make note of it, but it's still good pricing as far as that goes as well. So that's all there is for that. So with that, I'll jump into this week's app review. And it is an app that is available for Android and iOS. When I did my review, I think I only saw it out for Android. But the iOS version is also available. And it's an app called Firefox Focus. So what this is, it's a web browser by Mozilla based on the Firefox engine. And it's actually a stripped down browser. So it offers the same abilities as Firefox as far as browsing goes, but it takes out all the extra things that you would normally see, like the shortcuts page, the bookmarks, top size and things like that, the ability for and support for plugins, but adds tracking blocking and ad blocking. So you get is and basically defaults to private browsing, so you get a basically get an official ad block browser but built by Mozilla. So that's really the bulk of the app. It's definitely worth checking out if you want browsing without having to install any extra plugins or add-ons and just want to search in private. And then when you're done, if you want to erase your history, you get a nice, at least on the Android side, you get a nice little notification that will automatically just wipe everything clean. And then it has a nice setting in there called stealth mode, which will is supposedly supposed to stop you from being able to take screenshots and blocks websites from showing up in your recents menu, but it didn't quite work for me when I turned it on, so I'm not sure if it's a work in progress or if it's something I'm not using it right, but it does have that feature as well, and it's available for free in the Google Play Store and iOS, so definitely worth checking out if you want a simple browser that blocks pop-ups, ads, trackers, and all of that. And then if you hit the menu as well, it will tell you the number of trackers that were blocked. So there is that. And then the app itself checks in at under, I think, like it's less than 4 or 5 megabytes. So it's really, really, it's a really, really small browser. So definitely worth checking out. The video, I'll have a link to the video version, but didn't really do it justice. For some reason, the video didn't pick up the actual browsing that was done. So I think that part of it is actually working right where it doesn't allow you to see what's going on and protects you in that way as well. So that's all there is for that. So with that, I'll jump into this week's entertainment segment. So with that, first off, I'll start off with some news. So Jay-Z announced that his next album, 4.44, is going to release exclusively on Tidal. So if you're a Tidal subscriber, you can check it out there. Star Trek Discovery got an air date of September 24th. The first two episodes are going to air on CBS Television and CBS All Access, with the remaining first half of the season to air on CBS All Access and the second half to release on All Access, I think January or February of 2018. Game of Thrones Season 7-2's second trailer was released this week, so definitely worth checking out. I'll have a little bit more information in relation to the Anchor and Patreon as well, but we do get a voiceover by Jon Snow making a deal with another family, so we'll see who that is. For those of you who are fans of the movie franchise Saw, or even just the first one, it got an update this week as far as the movie coming later in 2017. The movie is set to be titled Jigsaw. And finally, in some of the Han Solo Star Wars news, the movie lost its original two directors, but it has been announced to have picked up Ron Howard as a director, so we'll see how that movie pans out there. As far as what I read, I continue to read American Gods. I'm not done yet, but I'm about 80 to 85% done, so I'll have a full review of that when I finish reading it. And then I had a chance to read the second issue comic for the Darth Vader 2017 series, so we learned that Jedi can go into self, not really exile, but self-meditation, where they are still a part of the Jedi Order, but are not practicing Jedi, so they're leaving the temple to not, to basically just focus on the Force and do meditation. There's a actual name, but Vader actually finds a living Jedi, potentially with a lightsaber, so he can kill that Jedi and get his own lightsaber, but we learn a little bit of the Force there and the Jedi Order, and then there were articles speculating that this may be what happened, or what Luke Skywalker did as well. As far as what I watched, I had a chance to catch the American Gods Season 1 finale, so Episode 8, Come to Jesus. So we have the revelation by Mr. Wednesday to Shadow as far as who he is. We learn that we have a character called Ostara, who's the basis of Easter, and that she made a deal with the new gods, along with Saint Nick, as far as being relevant, but not in the way she wanted. I also had a chance to watch Fear the Walking Dead Season 3 Episode 4 100 and the Season 3 finale for Better Call Saul, so Episode 10 Lantern. So we get a potential important progression as far as Hector Salamanca goes and Jimmy's brother Chuck. So both storylines are in the balance, so it depends on how they progress next season. But it seems relatively obvious where they're going with it, but we'll see how they introduce those storylines in the next season. So with that, I'll jump into this week's film review, and I had a chance to rewatch Star Trek Beyond. It's streaming on Amazon Prime at the moment, so that's where I watched it. When I found out about it, I got to thinking about the movie, and that I really did not remember a whole lot about the movie outside of what was in the trailer, so that's why I decided to give it a watch. Then I had learned that I realized that I did review it on the podcast a while back. And so I decided to rewatch it because I didn't really remember anything about it, and see if my thoughts were better or worse, what I thought about it now, and if it was any good. So Star Trek Beyond released in the United States on July 22nd, 2016, has a runtime of 122 minutes. A summary of the movie is that the USS Enterprise crew explores the furthest reaches of uncharted space, where they encounter a new ruthless enemy who puts them and everything the Federation stands for to the test. It has an IMDb rating of 71% with a Rotten Tomatoes score of 84% by the critics and 81% by the audience. As far as my likability for the movie, I want to put it in that 80 to 90% range. It was pretty good. I couldn't really say too much bad stuff about it, but it was a good movie. They did a good job with it, so I really can't complain too much. And it's not a bad movie as far as sequels go, so I would recommend watching it. But as far as a review go, the trouble with Tribbles is that they take everything as an act of war. So we have the opening scene where Kirk is trying to mend the peace between two races. And the species start attacking Kirk, and he tries to make his escape. They seem like a weird mix between like the Tribbles and Klingons, I guess. I'm not sure exactly what the species were, but it just reminded me of the whole Tribbles storyline in the Star Trek original series. Next up, one of my favorite parts of the film was the character reactions. So we have Bones reacting to the Yorktown station, and that it's basically a snow globe in space, and I thought that it basically was, and his reaction was spot on. So I actually really enjoyed it, and I'm surprised I really didn't remember that from my first watching. So there was that. And as far as the movie as a whole goes, it reminded me a lot of Return of the Jedi, except having to space dive into the Death Star to save it. So, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it kind of threw me for a loop when in the final sequence. We have Kirk and Spock in the in Jayla's spaceship, and they do pull up the schematics, and it basically looked like a Death Star schematic. So there was that, and overall it was a pretty good pretty good movie. The only thing that kind of bothered me, I guess, was that very high frequency was VHF, so I don't know if that's a real thing or not. I actually have to look it up, but overall it was a good movie, and I liked that Jayla's reaction to them using her house was "Do not break my music," so that got a laugh out of me as well. And then I did enjoy Chekhov's and Scotty's acting throughout the whole movie. Is all pretty good. Kirk and Spock were to be expected. Uhura was to be expected as well. So there wasn't too much that stood out there. Their acting and their reactions to stuff was exactly what I would have expected to them. But Jayla and Bones stood out a little bit extra, along with Scotty and Chekhov. So overall, I'd probably give the movie a rating of about 85%. It was a good movie, not too much that I didn't like, except for the part that the final sequences reminded me a lot of Return of the Jedi and the space battles and going into the center of the Yorktown to save it from or I guess it was a reverse Return of the Jedi, where they're trying to save the Yorktown from not blowing up versus trying to blow up the whole station. So definitely worth a watch if you're a Star Trek fan. It's a good movie. If you're not into sci-fi, then I mean it's a good movie in general as far as sci-fi action movies go. So with that, I'll jump into the Star Wars profile for this week. And in this particular episode, this particular review, I'll review the Jedi apparel, or the Jedi robes, basically. It's clothing that was adopted to reflect the Jedi's monastic lifestyle. It generally came as black or brown robes with a utility belt and a clip to hold their lightsaber. This was basically done for two things. First off, it was a tradition carried on from the early Jedi, who wore robes and were more of monks rather than peacekeepers. And it also allowed for greater freedom of movement and was durable enough to last in various environments. So whether it's heat or cold or anything like that, it was provided enough protection. They were sometimes designed to be rough to the skin to create discomfort for the Jedi, but to help, not necessarily in a bad way, but to help them learn to resist physical discomfort and to help keep their senses sharp so that they would be on point all the time and as aware as possible as much as they could. There were variations in the color of the robes that reflect the viewpoint of the Force users. So you had gray robes for gray Jedi, black for dark Jedi and Sith and things like that. And then your armor was a reflection of that Jedi's identity. So the more extravagant they were, the more outgoing the Jedi was tended to be. And the more basic and simple the robes, the more reserved the Jedi would be. And then I know there was a point in the article I was reading that the robes were brought down from when the Jedi were, or that because the Jedi were originated on Tatooine, but I guess there's some point, I have a little bit of an issue because I thought that there was a different place that the Jedi came from, but I guess if there was a significant portion of Jedi on Tatooine and they had enough influence, that's possibly where the robes could have come from. So there is that as well, but that's neither here nor there. So that's actually all there is for this particular episode of Life of an Accounting Droid. So one thing I did want to mention is that as far as the Anchor station goes, I do now have a personal URL, so it's easier to get to. So anchor.fm/patel_n01 if you use the app and you want to listen to what I release there. And then I have been releasing initial reviews of shows that I've watched. So for example, I did a release for American Gods, Better Call Saul, and then the Game of Thrones trailer, and the Darth Vader comics. So that's all up on that feed as well. And then I've been releasing the same episodes to the Patreon. So if you become a Patreon subscriber and want to get that content automatically released to your own podcast client of choice, then there is that. So if you visit patreon.com/patelN01 and support the show, then you can get your own custom Patreon URL to get that content early as well, just as a thank you for listening. And I've been releasing that as public stuff, so you can check it out on the website as well if you want to take a listen. And then, of course, if you want to get in touch with me, provide feedback, comments, and things like that, you can email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com and find me on Twitter at patelN01. Video reviews can be found on YouTube at youtube.com/patelN01. Of course, past episodes and links and all of that good stuff is all consolidated on the website at patelN01.com. And of course, if you want to listen to this show or any show on the Geek.io network, be sure to visit geek-io.net. But that is all for this particular episode. And just a heads up, due to scheduling conflicts, there is no episode for next week, but I will resume the week after that and catch up on all the news that I missed and all of that stuff then. So that is all for this episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.